Well, last fall, we began working with a group of entrepreneurs in really kind of a pilot program where we were asking them to come forward with their ideas, work with us, work with our mentors, and develop business plans in order to present to a panel of judges at the Gauntlet, which happened in January. And so we were able to get a sense of what it was, you know, budding entrepreneurs really needed as far as assistance, guidance, support, emotional support, all of it. What we found out is that they were super passionate, super courageous, and that really spurred us to ask the town of Vinton if they would be willing to let us utilize this space, which was sitting empty, to bring small business to Vinton and hopefully create an ecosystem where entrepreneurs could really thrive here. They would be supported here, you know, not only by business leaders in the community who maybe were willing to share their expertise, but also by just citizens coming and wanting to bring their business locally so that they could keep the money in our own economy. And the town of Vinton jumped on it and said this would be fabulous. And so, you know we can project that we can start probably at least 10 businesses over this next year, get them going, bring clients to Vinton who will then eat in the restaurants, shop in the shops, get their hair cut across the street, and that kind of thing. And so now you're talking about really creating this whole ecosystem where everybody can be very successful.
Talk about the types of clients that will be here, the types of entrepreneurs, and how it might be different in that than, say, the CoLab or the Chamber Small Business Center.
One of the ways that we differ is we really work very closely with our entrepreneurs for about 5 months, really helping them get the resources that they need. A lot of them maybe are struggling or they have full-time jobs and they need extra support. So we work, I think, very closely with them during those 5-6 months before the event. But the event creates an opportunity for them to work towards something. So it creates a real sense of urgency to get things done. The entrepreneurs that have come forward that have expressed an interest, some have actually started businesses and they will have spaces in here. We already have 3 of the spaces rented. We also have a group of about 25 budding entrepreneurs who have ideas that we're trying to help them work through. You know, are these viable businesses? What's the market for it? And that kind of thing. And again, we do a 360-degree evaluation of their skill sets. So if they come forward and they have no business experience, we can identify what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. And then we have a group of great community leaders who have brought their skills forward, who we link them up with, pair them up with. So if they need help developing budgets, you know, we have an accountant that works with our entrepreneurs. If they need legal advice, what kind of a, you know, legal entity should I set up? We have attorneys who have volunteered to help them. So we have a whole bank of volunteers, over 50 volunteers, and growing every day, who are giving their expertise for free to our entrepreneurs because they're in our program.
And you say you've got now, what, about a couple dozen entrepreneurs that are interested in this space?
Yes. So we have both people who will rent private offices, and then we have individuals who will become members of the Hive, but just be part of our program, so they're getting their businesses started, and we have about 25 of those. There's a $100 a month membership fee. They can come in. They have 24/7 access to the building, to use computers, to sit at the desk. They don't have private offices, but they can use the open spaces. They can also use our conference room for any purposes. We provide workshops and training, and then also those advisors and mentors that we link them up with.
Do you have any estimate or is there a time limit on how long somebody can be in here?
You know, we haven't. Somebody else asked me that. We haven't set a time limit. I think we're just going to kind of see how it goes and see what the needs are. And if we find a small company that's really doing well, but they're not quite ready to launch out into, you know, their own office space, we'll let them stay. Our hope is that we will launch them out of here into, again, local offices here in Vinton.
Talking with Annette Patterson from the Advancement Foundation. A couple more questions. Talk about the cooperation of the town of Vinton, and they're actually picking up the utilities, correct?
Yes, yes. And so as a small nonprofit, of course, we can leverage our nonprofit status in order to get things donated and get volunteers and that kind of thing. But we really couldn't afford to take on the bills for the building itself. And we felt like after talking with the town that what we were bringing to the table was really going to help the town and help other businesses in the town. And so they agreed wholeheartedly that, you know, they were already paying the utilities for the facility anyway, so it was no additional cost to them. And it's really been a perfect alliance because the building was sitting empty. They were paying for the utilities. Obviously, the lights and everything had to be on. And then we're able to bring the program so they don't have to worry about running the program. We do the day-to-day and run the program. So it's been a perfect marriage between, you know, city and nonprofit and business.
Talk about the Advancement Foundation and your charity cottage, which, of course, raises money for various ventures. And talk about how that melds with what you're doing here at the Hive.
Absolutely. Well, when we bought the building back in, I guess it was 2011, our idea was to create earned income streams for various nonprofits, nonprofits that were primarily focused on helping people advance their lives and empowering people to advance their lives. So the facility, when we opened it up, it's a, you know, a thrift store. It's run by volunteers. The proceeds go back to five different nonprofits, and we really found that people coming forward, having purpose in their life, getting involved in the community was really powerful, and it had a powerful impact on the community. We were able to launch a few small businesses, little retail businesses, out of the charity cottage, which was really neat. And that's what got us really interested in this whole idea of helping people to become a part of the economy. Again, if you don't have assets, if you don't have something that you bring to the table, you really can't play in this world. And so we started down this road of let's help people develop financial assets, health assets. Of course, we have the city swim team that we do, and skill assets, building their skills, whether that's use, how to use a computer or what have you. And so we see a lot of synergies between the thrift store next door and what we're doing here. All of our volunteers are eligible to come to any of our workshops, to our computer lab where we'll have classes. So it's really going to be, I think, a good system.
The people that are using the Hive, are they towards one end of the socioeconomic scale, or does it matter?
It is actually a broad mix. We have folks who are, you know, upper middle income, and we have folks who are, you know, struggling and really wanting to get a business started so that they could thrive. So there's no requirement. We really are just looking for people who are eager to succeed.
And last question. How excited are you, Annette? You get a vision and here it is come to pass. How excited are you for the potential for the Hive?
Oh, it is amazing. And I tell you what, every day when somebody walks through the doors as we've been renovating the building and they're excited and they are feeling like, oh my gosh, this is a place where some people will surround me and support me and give me ideas on where I need to go for different resources. It's just amazing because we all have knowledge and skills that we kind of take for granted. But when you find people who don't know how to move forward unless you share that information with them, and it's so easy to do. You know, it's so easy to share your skills and your expertise, and to see people succeed, it's everything.